In the yard just past the cows, there's a red building. It's a small and unassuming structure. It was built decades ago, and it looks it, and yet it's held up surprisingly well over the years. It's weatherproof and somewhat comfortable, despite its somewhat ramshackle appearance. You plod through the knee-high grass towards that red shack. Inside, you can hear the sound of excited clucking, as though the hens are excited to see you. Upon reaching the little house, you realize that the door is smaller than you imagined. Ducking down, you have to get on your hands and knees to crawl into the space. It is, after all, scaled for chickens. Making your way into the henhouse, you duck your head and place your hands on the soft straw that you find covering every surface of the ground here. The chickens cluck and squawk at first, but then they make way, acknowledging you. Perhaps they sense some deep, hidden chickenness within you. You notice a few of them have eggs that they're guarding, but they don't seem too perturbed by your presence. You make your way along past Betsy and Nita and Shamu. The chicken, not the whale. The chicken's name is Shamu. You named it, if you think it's a weird name. Well, you know who to blame. But I think it's a cool name, and so do you. And so making your way past Shamu and all the other chickens, your favourite chickens, you make your way to the last spot. This part of the roost is a little bit bigger. It's scaled up for human accommodations. Just enough space for you to curl up into. The straw here is particularly soft and already warm, as though a number of chickens have already warmed it up for you. The sounds of clucking and pecking start to subside as everyone realizes that you're here to rest. And you know what? The chickens are tired too. You sink into the straw, which is softer than you could ever imagined, and you wonder why we ever invented things like sheets and pillows when straw will do just remarkably well. And then you realize that you don't have a pillow, and you have a chicken. A fine red fellow has nuzzled up into you and offered himself as the perfect pillow. He nuzzles at your cheek, and you lay your head atop him. Cuddling into your chicken pillow, you find yourself starting to get just a little bit drowsy. It's not long before you're hearing the sounds of a chicken snoring against your ear. A soft little buck, 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 buck. Buck, 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 buck. As your pillow has fallen asleep before you. But it's a comforting sound, a promise of the kind of comfort that you'll be able to experience very soon. His feathers are soft and warm against your face. You give him a slight pet, trying not to wake him. You start to feel a heaviness in your limbs that starts from your toes and creeps up your ankles and along your legs. Before long, that heaviness reaches your fingertips, through your wrists, around the curves of your elbows, and up into your shoulders. You're feeling very snuggly and relaxed. A new sound starts to creep in, a pittering and a pattering, as rain starts to settle in, tapping lightly upon the roof of the henhouse. As it has done for many years, keeps out all water. And the sound of the rain pattering overhead is surprisingly pleasant. Although you don't feel any change in temperature, it's possible that one of the chickens feels a little bit cooler given the rain. She picks her white feathered body up and waddles in that chickeny way over to you. She settles herself around near your stomach and leans in, feathers brushing against you. With a hand, you cradle her and bring your body in close, letting her know you're ready to cuddle the chicken. As though seeing a cue, another chicken waddles over and cuddles up in the crook of your legs, and then another behind the nape of your neck, and then another and another and another. Suddenly there's a little bit of excitement, chickens making sleepy cluck-cluck sounds as they swarm around you in a friendly way. They surround your body, creating an outline of red and white and brown chickens, their feathery bodies brushing up against your contours and framing you like a chickeny portrait. Soon you're surrounded by the sounds of sleepy chickens. They sigh their soft little sighs through their soft little beaks, and they lean into you. You know now you are trapped by the chickens, and sleep will happen for you and everyone around you. It's a comforting thought, protected by chickens and the chicken coop itself. This is a special place, this little red chicken house. And so, after reaching a hand out to briefly pet the few chickens you can reach, and giving a little soft wiggle, just to say that you're happy to have them there without disturbing them too much, you settle back into the straw and feathers and all those wonderful warm sensations around you. The sensations of all your chicken friends. You let out a long, deep sigh, and a moment later there's a in chorus as all the chickens respond, feeling equally as calm, equally as secure. It's a wonderful place to be. The rain is starting to ease off now, but the chickens stay with you. They decide they like the warmth of your body, the feel of you against them. And you think you like them too. You're finding it incredibly easy to cuddle into them, and at the same time, incredibly hard to stay awake. You want to enjoy their company, but you know they'll be there for you in the morning, ready to ask for some fresh corn fed from your hand, and will nuzzle into your cheek with a little feathery face. You give your pillow a little smooch and settle in to your chickeny straw bed. Your breathing slows and sinks with all the chickens around you. You stretch out just a little bit, and the chickens lean into you. There, one by one, you start to fall asleep. First, the chicken at your feet drifts off into a nice, soft slumber. Then the ones near your shoulders start to snore, just gently. Their small little bodies, unable to produce anything that would ever disturb you. Instead, their snores are cute and, well, chickeny. One by one, the chickens around you are falling asleep. and you know that you'll join them soon too. You feel warm and comfortable as you drift off, surrounded by your new feathery friends.